Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. And you know, it is a wonderful good afternoon here. My opening is kind of stolen from Robin Williams, who did a movie in Bangkok when we were there, and my son got to be in the movie, and he was just such a wonderful guy. But you know what? He left the planet way too soon, and he left by suicide caused by a thing called Lewy body dementia. And so this month's theme is, we just had Labor Day, what delusions are you laboring under? And so we're going to talk maybe a couple of times about this subject of dementia. I'm going to give you a little report here about dementia and some worldwide statistics, because this is a worldwide show. So you probably do know somebody that's been affected by dementia. Perhaps you've been diagnosed and are currently living with a related condition. Sometimes you don't even know that's the thing. And so this diagnosis can be frightening, but it's important to understand that you're not alone. Across America alone, millions of individuals and their family members suffer from varying kinds and conditions that yield symptoms of dementia. In fact, 7.7 million new cases are diagnosed every year, and that's 47.5 million people living with dementia worldwide. Based on the high number of individuals affected, dementia is one of the leading causes of dependency and mental impairment among the elderly population. And within the United States, there are at least 5 million people currently living with age-related dementias. As the population increases, the numbers are expected to rise. And to put this into perspective now, it's estimated that 1 out of every 6 women and 1 out of every 10 men living past the age of 55 will develop dementia. And so you're so busy working on your physical body, you're not thinking about your brain. Although there are various forms of dementia, around 70% of those cases are due to Alzheimer's, and most people know Alzheimer's. Of the remaining cases, the second most common is vascular dementia. Due to longer life expectancies in the baby boomer population, I'm one of those, the percentage of Americans living with this disease is going to increase in the upcoming years. And how this affects people worldwide, of the 47.5 million people living with dementia, approximately 58% are living in low and middle income countries. The rates of this syndrome are expected to continually rise, with estimates as high as 75 million cases by 2030. And are you ready for this? A shocking 135.5 million by 2050. I probably won't be around, but that's really sad. A recent meta-analysis reported that the global prevalence of dementia is somewhere between 5 and 7% within people over 60. And this is the graying of the world, you guys. People are living longer now. By the age of 85, between 25 and 50% of people display symptoms of dementia. And I got to turn a page here just a second. I do love the internet, but the printouts sometimes are amazing. Economic impact of dementia worldwide. Dementia is believed to have cost $818 billion with a B, like boy, $818 billion. In 2015. I don't even know what the figures are now. These costs include unpaid care by family members, social care and medical costs, and costs associated with direct medical themselves account for about 20% of global costs. The greatest cost is informal care, especially within African regions and lower North American, South American, and Western European countries. But with that being said, these countries spend more on social costs, such as professional care and residential home care. So what can you do today? Turning pages. Early screening is by far the most effective way to detect Alzheimer's and other types of dementia. That doesn't mean if you're 30 and you can't remember where you put your keys, I think you're okay. Early detection of dementia may be able to allow intervention to ameliorate or delay the onset of symptoms. And my husband and I are going to a doctor right now who's really good at detecting and reversing Alzheimer's. So we'll have him on later. This can improve the overall quality of life for both you and your loved ones, because if you ever lived with someone with dementia, it's not fun. Well, there is currently no cure for dementia. There are several medications that can help treat symptoms. Knowing sooner can always allow you to make more important decisions, such as planning for long-term care and organizing estate affairs. You know, they always say, well, this is expensive, that's expensive. You know how expensive it is if you have to be warehoused in a home somewhere? Currently, the easiest and most convenient way to screen for Alzheimer's and dementia is by using, love the internet, the Brain Test app. This app offers an easy-to-use electronic version of the SAGE test, a test designed by Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center to detect early signs of cognitive memory or thinking impairments. Screen early and take control of your brain health today, because you know what? If you don't, it's not going to take care of you. Sorry about that. If you have a Ring doorbell, guys, you can hear it all over the house. Sorry about that. So here's the deal. We were supposed to have a guest on today who is an expert in that kind of stuff. Maybe she forgot us. That would be kind of funny. But I am texting somebody else who might want to be a guest and discuss this with me, because, you know, it's not a fun thing to just do a monologue on. So if she comes on the line, we will be talking with Dr. Diane Darby Beach, who's a gerontologist. Now, see, that word gerontologist, that's a pretty scary word. I know I hurt my foot, and I went to UCSD, University of California, San Diego. Oh, good, you're there. Okay. So I was trying to tell about Diane, but do you know much about Alzheimer's and old folks' homes and stuff like that? I mean, I don't know if your mother exhibited any symptoms. I lived with my father-in-law who had Alzheimer's, and we can get into some pretty interesting stuff. She would have been a great guest, though. What happened?
I really don't know. She made the commitment to be on the show. She confirmed she was going to be on the show, and I can only hope that she's okay and nothing's happened, or maybe she had a communication problem with her phone or something. I really don't know.
I don't know. We both called her, but and I made a joke and said, well, maybe she forgot, because, you know, we're talking about memory stuff here. So if not, we're going to have to be just winging it like crazy. Have you been able to get hold of Dr. Schumard? Because this guy, Dr. Jason Schumard, is who we're going through, and I can talk a little bit about what we're doing. And would people stay away from my door? We can do a rant about how this is not covered by insurance, because, you know, $15,000 a person just for basic care to halt the progression of brain decay and hopefully reverse it. $15,000 a person. That's why there's so many demented people out there, because they can't afford it.
Oh, it's you know, it's just the beginning of the tip of the iceberg of what's wrong with our healthcare system. But obviously, the people who need it most can't really get the help that they need.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take her questions. If she never shows up, I'm going to take her questions and say, well, I'm not sure what she would say, but both of us being PhDs in healthcare areas, we're going to try and attack some of these questions and tell you what we think. And I can certainly talk about our experience with the volumetric MRI that nobody ever heard of. That's really cool. And how it's, you know, how it's found the problems in Clark. And it's interesting, too, because don't think that dementia stops you from working, because Clark is, he's a highly placed, I think he's as high as you can get in civil service, with the government, contracting for war machines, because his executive function is just fine. There are other parts of your body that don't work. They looked at mine and they said, well, your coordination sucks. And I said, yeah, I'm half paralyzed. No surprise. But they can pinpoint certain areas. This is, I mean, we can talk about it. It's cool. I just wanted to have her, but you'll have to give her a bad time when you talk to her next.
Well, okay. I've tried to reach her again, and I just get her voicemail, so I hope she's okay.
I have a question. Are we on the air?
I don't know.
I don't either. So why don't we get to some of these things then? Because he says he's going to break at 30. So guys, if you didn't notice, my best friend in all the world and producer and just all around Renaissance guy, Dr. Al Horn, has jumped in to help me out here because Dr. Diane Beach may be on the beach. I don't know. She's kind of disappeared. So you heard us discussing this a little bit. I guess we were on the air, but that's the wonderful thing about live radio. You never know what's going to happen. So here's the deal. She gave me 5 questions that she would like to be asked on the show. So we're going to go through those ourselves because, as you heard, we have some experience with those things. So one of the things that she had put down is, what are the risk factors leading to the development of this disease? I can tell you that if you have it, you need to correct your diet immediately. So I would say that an improper diet is one of the biggies. And all the other bad living type things, smoking, drinking too much, because drinking actually does kill brain cells. There's an interesting show called Adam Ruins Everything. And I don't know what channel it's on, but I just accidentally fell across it. And this guy comes on, and no matter what you think is wonderful for you, he will find facts and studies that tell you it's not. So he went through, and he told all of the reasons why even occasionally drinking is bad for you. And all the people in the bar wanted, they kicked him out, actually. But it's an interesting show. And there's medicine keeps going back and forth about what's good for you. Fat's not good for you. Fat's good for you. Drinking one glass of wine a day is good for you. Maybe it's not. You know what? If it doesn't work for your body, stop it. That's probably the easiest way to do things. If you are being forgetful or you're having symptoms that you don't normally have and they're related to mood, change what you're doing first. And then, here's the deal. Go to a doctor. You know, my doctor, we've been talking about this. He offered a free lunch. I mean, he said there's no free lunches. This was cool. He offered a free lunch. We went there and he talked about Alzheimer's. And it's amazing that you can have that 20 to 30 years before the symptoms show up. So when we say, what are the symptoms of the disease? Geez, I don't know. But if you're smart and you can afford it, and that will be part of our rant, the cost of these things, and you can afford it, go to a holistic center that specializes in this because they can do something nobody else does. This Dr. Schumard, and this is in San Diego, sends you out for a volumetric MRI. Everybody goes, I know what an MRI is. Yeah, there's a regular MRI. There's a functional MRI. And I even never heard of a volumetric MRI. But what they do is they look at the places that your brain has shrunken and compare it to people, normal people of your age. That's amazing. And the areas that they found, like I said, my husband, he's retired from the Navy, went straight to work working for the government. He's been doing that. He's 74. He's still doing it. And he has some symptoms that you would call Alzheimer's, but you know what? Not in his executive function area. So that area up in your frontal area there where you make the big decisions and you can figure out plans and budgets and all that other good stuff. For him, that's fine. There's other places that are not. And so they put him on a strict diet, and he never could smell and taste things, and now he's starting to smell and taste things. He's starting to feel better. Things are happening. Work is still work, but it's fixing the other parts of his brain that probably nobody else would have thought of if they hadn't done that functional MRI. And in my case, they found out, you're a klutz. Now, see, I knew I'm a klutz. I'm half paralyzed. I klutz around all the time, but I was a klutz before then. So I don't know how valuable mine was, but the deal is, when you do this early and they find the deficiencies, they took like 25 different tests and they found out anemia, iron, you know, when you're exposed to too much toxic metals, all kinds of things. And then they give you targeted, what do you call it? You see, now this is my senior moment, targeted pharmaceuticals. So like, don't go out and just buy one a day vitamins, no offense, one a day. But you need the vitamins that you need, not the ones that you don't need, because that's very expensive pee when you take something you don't need and it just goes straight out your body. And if you take too much of the wrong vitamin, it can kill you. So here's the thing. Holistic doctors that specialize in memory problems. If you're over 55, I would see one. What do you think, Aaron? I put Al to sleep. Good heavens, maybe I did. Okay, well, let me keep going. I think you should see one. If you're offered a free lunch, go take the lunch. Dr. Jason Schumard, if we can get him on the show, has written a couple of books. He wrote one on reversing diabetes and reversing Alzheimer's. And those are the two major things going on, at least in America. Oh, cool. Yeah, I was going to say, what do you think, Al, when you're about 55, if you, it's kind of worth it as a preventive method to go see one of these holistic clinics and let them do the 25 million tests and find out where you're deficient in vitamins and minerals, where you're deficient in your brain is shrunken in certain areas and how can we fix that. He actually prescribes, and as part of his treatment, there's a brain game program that you get on there every day and you play brain games, and it tracks how much better you're doing. Drives me crazy because it's timed. Not all of them are timed, but some of them are. Man, they are tough. But if you like to play video games, man, you can play it on your phone, you can play it on your iPad, you can play it on your desktop. It didn't matter. And you're exercising your brain because it's not exactly a muscle, but if you don't, it's use it or lose it. So would you go if it weren't expensive and have all these tests and find out?
Well, I think that prevention is better than dealing with it after it's a serious problem. So prevention is the best way to go. And if you can catch it early and do the right things that you need to do in order to be in a better situation, in order to be healthier, then yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and they can even tell, I'm a senior, what can I say? I don't remember what the numbers were, but I think there's from 1 to 4 levels of loss if you're having memory loss problems. And so, yeah, if you're at a certain level, they can reverse it. If you're at another level, they can treat it. And if you're at the 4th level, yeah, sorry about that, but they'll make you comfortable. Now, my father, and this is not a disease for people that weren't that smart anyway. My father-in-law was a World War II pilot. He was a pilot, and then he was a captain of Navy ships. And then he went back and got his degrees in, I think it was psychology of management. And then he worked for the city. This man was a genius, and boom, it hit him. And it got so bad that he was pretty close to locked-in syndrome. He couldn't talk. He couldn't do anything. He could barely move, and people were feeding him. This man who was responsible for the safety of our nation is now lying in bed, and nobody could talk to him but me, and this is why I have this half woo-woo show. I am an intuitive, and so I could put my hand on his forehead, and he would talk to me, and I actually got answers. So people, if you think they're not in there, yeah, they are, because he told me stuff about my husband from when they were kids in Hawaii that I had no way of knowing, and my husband said, oh, wow, he told you that? So, yeah, they're in there. But can you imagine, just think for a minute, because I've been paralyzed from having the brain tumor. If you can't move, I could talk, I could bitch. I'm sorry, bad mouth. Can you imagine if you couldn't move, you couldn't talk, and you were dependent on everybody? One of the things he told me one time is he said, would you tell my daughter to quit fighting with her kids because I can hear it? How terrible would that be? You need to prevent this.
Right.
So there are doctors that can do that. And
the advancements that are being made are phenomenal. There's no doubt about that. And yet, there's still so much we don't know.
Well, that's true. I mean, according to Dr. Schumard, it was a really, really interesting talk, and I don't want to take too much away from his appearance. But he said people are just hung up on these amyloid plaques in your brain and that they're tangles and this and that and the other and they're messing up your mind. And he said, no, you know what? The amyloid plaques, is if you cut yourself, you get a scab. The amyloid plaques are not causing the damage. They're trying to repair it. And it's not amyloid plaque that causes Alzheimer's. So the medications that are out there, if you know someone on them and they're not working, that's probably why, because it's targeted at the wrong cause. That was interesting. What do you think? I mean, he also only talked about Alzheimer's. In this article I just read you, there are so many different kinds. The Lewy body dementia that took Robin Williams.
Yes.
Wow. Nobody ever heard of that until he killed himself. And somebody should have been watching a little closer. But he was kind of a wild and crazy guy, so nobody did anything. That's why doctors and prevention may cost you a little bit now. And I was going to ask Dr. Diane what it costs to go in some of these memory care homes where they pretty much just house you in there and do everything because you can't remember anything.
Well, I know what they charge.
Oh, good. What?
Anywhere from at a very low end, $6,000 a month to up to about $10,000 a month.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I get $1,000 a month from Social Security. That's it.
Yeah.
So if they had to put me away, what would I do? I can't go to one of those. Next door we have, it's a very, very interesting establishment. I don't know what credentials you have to get for this, but it's an assisted living home. And so it's just a home like ours where our neighbors decided that they wanted to help people. And so they have people in all different kinds of states and they just live together. It's not the full 24/7 medical watching. And I don't know what that costs, but any of those, if you think about it, the cost of living is going up so much that by the time you can't make decisions for yourself, okay, do you want to put that on your poor kids? And my sister-in-law took care of my father-in-law for I don't know how many years. And he couldn't do anything. She couldn't go anywhere. They couldn't communicate. What kind of life is that? So prevention is so freaking important.
Absolutely. So
what do you do to keep yourself mentally and physically well?
I'm sorry?
What do you do to keep yourself mentally and physically well, you personally?
The fundamentals. And I do believe some of the major issues are, of course, stress. People under a tremendous amount of stress all the time. They don't get the sleep that they need.
Absolutely.
They've shown that sleep, having proper, good sleep, is one of the critical factors in the development of some of these things, some of these problems and symptoms and health issues.
And you have to be careful with that because I am reading a book right now, and it's about adult ADHD and how you can tell people. When you're sleep deprived, you exhibit a whole mess of symptoms, and it's really hard to tell what's what. You do have to get the proper sleep. So if something does go wrong, it wasn't just because you're loopy from lack of sleep. So we have
right.
A minute, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about all the other things that you do, because I know you have a pretty healthy lifestyle, including recreation, which most of us don't. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that, the importance of things that people just poo-poo, and that's the recreation, the time alone for yourself. I know you don't have one right now, but a support animal, if that clicks with you. And they save lives. So all the things that you can do to make yourself healthy and well, and then if you see a problem, wow, get yourself to the doctor. But we're not talking about just forgetting your keys, because mine are hooked to my purse, because I know if I don't hook them on there, I will forget them. But I've been doing that for like 40, 50 years. So, it's not dementia. So we'll be right back with our unexpected angel. Thank you, Al, for coming on. And when we come back, we're going to talk about all those things. And I have our crystal and angel card and our rant. We're going to have a good rant. We'll see you in just a minute.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-8255.
800-480-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment, or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all, and we're here with our angel of absolutely everything. This guy knows everything, Dr. Al Horn, and thank you so much for coming. Now, we're going to do these couple of segments next, because we get into a conversation, we forget to do them, and then the show's over. So, the angel and crystal card that I picked for you today, and I am an angelologist and an angel healer, and they are two different things, by the way, and an advanced crystal master. So I just love what they pull up for me, because I just ask Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, and I just say, hey, give me a card. So today they picked smoky quartz. And it says, are your emotions blocked? I guess if you have Alzheimer's, everything's blocked. Are your emotions preventing you from moving forward? Embrace your feelings, both positive and negative. Release anger and resentment. Oh, my goodness. Watch your emotions be transformed into one that frees you to live and love fully. I like that part. And this is brought to you by the Angel of Transformation. And so we're talking about all of these mental things, and mental kind of gets into your emotions. So the Angel of Transformation is giving you these affirmations. You say each one three times. And if you miss it today, and you're going to have to just listen again, just because we had a blooper in the middle of it. Catch these, write them down, and say them three times. It'll be on the archives tomorrow as well. So the transformation angel says, I am free of emotional baggage, and like a butterfly that has emerged from a cocoon, I now enjoy a state of emotional balance. Ooh, I fully appreciate this transformation and continue to allow my feelings to make themselves known to me. And this is a great card for today, because I'm reading another book about adult ADHD, and it's controversial whether that even exists, because some people think you outgrow it if you had it as a kid. And when I was a school nurse, every kid that wouldn't stay in his seat or started talking, the teacher sent him to me and said he has ADHD. So it's a very controversial subject. But the thing is, people nowadays, there are very few things that you can criticize them on without getting slapped by the PC police. But you can criticize people that you think are nuts. So people who are having problems, hide them. And I mean, seriously, hide them. I'm dealing with somebody right now. I love her to pieces. But when she's so severely depressed with treatment-resistant depression that she is into self-cutting, and now she's gotten tattoos to cover that. And she's tried her foot, because nobody sees your foot. Okay, hiding it isn't going to help. What you need to do is confront your own brain. Ask yourself. Ask yourself, hey, am I my old self? Are things getting a little crazy? Do you think I need to go see a doctor? And you'll probably get an answer, yes. And there is no stigma to this. This is not, you're crazy. Those functional MRIs and those volumetric MRIs show you the places in your brain that don't work. So here's the deal. If they don't work, if you were a diabetic and your pancreas didn't work, would people be all over you? No. If there's something misplaced or shrinking in your brain, should we be all over you? No. So get out there and do it. But we're into this prevention business because you can pretty much prevent not all of it, but a lot of the different forms and delay the onset by doing healthy, wonderful things. And like I said, my buddy Al, who knows, I mean, absolutely everything. I think he is Leonardo da Vinci reincarnated. I know you have a healthy lifestyle. Your house is called Rancho Relaxo. I mean, geez, what do you do to stay as balanced as you are? Not answer me.
I do what I can. You know, I do things that are recommended, and you know, I do my best to get exercise and eat right and get sleep and not get too stressed out and have a balance to my life and not take things too seriously. And I think what's really important is to have a sense of meaning or purpose in your life where feel like when you get up in the morning, you're not just going through the same, old routine. You're feeling like you have some meaning and some purpose in your life. And so when you get up, you're going like, yes, I get I have another day to do what I love to do. And I love to see the results of that.
And this is an important thing because there are people who are pretty much defined by their job, and maybe they had a really great job. That's cool. At some point, you will retire. And after you retire, if that was your entire identity, you're in big trouble because your health, mental and physical, will decline. So they did some tests, and they found older people all over. And they checked people who just sit around, watch TV and do stuff, and people who volunteer for things. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the volunteers, their health was way better. What's the surprise? I mean, really. So that volunteer, this entire show is volunteer because nobody's paying for it. But anyway, if you volunteer, you feel better. You make other people feel better. In Yiddish, we call that's a mitzvah. That means when God's counting things up after you leave, he's going to like you. So there's lots of reasons to volunteer. But here's the other thing. You need me time and vacation time, and they're not exactly the same. So how do you do that? I know you sit and read books. I love books. I get thousands of books. Mm-hmm. So is that your me time? You read books?
I do enjoy reading. I enjoy reading more than I do staring at the tube, you know. It's just something about it that's more relaxing for me than just all that, mumbo-jumbo hype and so forth.
Well, you know, way back in the, I think it was the 50s, there was some guy that wrote a book. He was a psychologist and talking about how the TV is hypnotizing you and there were subliminal messages. And I think they actually were at that time. They made him take them out. But that there were subliminal messages in the thing, like when you used to go to the old drive-ins and there would be this cute little bunch of popcorn and Cokes and they'd come out and sing, let's all go to the, and get food. The tube can get you. You get so mesmerized that if you're watching something on video, you forget to go through the commercials. You can fast forward through the commercials, but you're so mesmerized. And Mesmer was a hypnotist that thought he could heal everyone. So that's named after him. You're so mesmerized, you don't even remember to fast forward past the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what's on TV, of course, choice of books is the same thing. You can see some pretty nasty stuff. See, that's why I think half of the country is demented, because they're watching demented stuff. There are so many shows now. Oh, let's watch the cops arrest people. Oh, let's watch people in prison that want to do this and that. I'm going, why? Why do we want to do that? Let's watch some famous murders. Why do we want to do that? Doesn't that add to the stress we're trying to get rid of? So then you're reading, you can pick nice books, you're reading your books, and then once in a while, because I know you lead these tours, you go on vacation, you actually leave. You leave the whole freaking environment and go have some time. That's important. It's really important to do that. So what do you do on your vacations? You see new places, you just veg out there, visit museums? I mean, what do you do depending on where you're going on a vacation?
Well, I kind of feel like my whole life is a vacation, but
that's great.
I think it's important to get out of this human manipulated plastic industrial place that we call a city and get out into nature and really connect. You know, connect with nature again, because that's where you're going to really get back in touch with your real self, you know.
And doctors are actually prescribing that now. I can't believe it. Real MDs, yeah. You know, the mechanical doctors are saying, go out and hug a tree. And we're going, hey, we used to do that. You know, we used to sit under a tree and have lunch and read a book and, wiggle our toes in the grass. Nobody does that anymore. Of course, the beach now, I don't know about the East Coast, but on the West Coast, they're talking about pollution in the beaches. So I might go to the beach, but I don't know if I want to get in the water. I don't know how the dolphins and the whales are breathing because it's supposed to be really polluted. But you can go and enjoy the scenery. Make a sandcastle.
Yeah. Play. Everything doesn't have to be so darn serious, and everything doesn't have to be work-related, and everything doesn't have to have a deadline. And be so structured. You know, get out, play, have some fun.
Seriously,
enjoy yourself.
This is so important because, you know, they give you, depending on where you work, two or however many weeks vacation, and there's, you know, Christmas and New Year's and different times. My husband thinks that means it's time to work on the house. Yeah, our house is like, it was built in 1980. It's not that decrepit. But he thinks vacation time means fix up the house, fix up the yard. He's either going to drop dead at his desk because he'll never give up working, or he's going to drop dead, with a hammer in his hand because he's fixing something.
Yeah.
And the man doesn't understand veg, go somewhere, take a vacation.
Well, you know, that's okay. I mean, if he really enjoys that, if it relaxes him to fix things and make changes and improve things like that, and he likes to step back and look at his handiwork, so to speak, there's nothing wrong with that. I think the key is to not feel like it's an obligation, you know?
Yeah, that's the problem.
If it's something we choose to do, not something we feel obligated to do, it's a whole different perspective.
See, that's the problem. And we didn't get a chance to talk about therapy animals. And it's so funny. I have a little Thera kitty, and she's so sweet. She's a Siamese cat, and she knows when I'm going to have a seizure, and she knows when I'm going to have a coughing fit, and she comes up and lays on my chest, and she's very sweet. Now, the nice thing about that is we have an electric litter box, and it takes care of everything. And once a week, you just open the drawer and pull out this plastic bag full of doo-doo and stuff and take it out. Therapy animals are wonderful, but again, they can become an obligation. It depends on how physically able you are, because animals are wonderful things. And some days when you're just so frustrated at work, you come home, you slam the door, you take off everything and pet the cat. You know, there's great therapy in having animals, and people who say, oh, that's not a therapy. Anything can be a therapy animal. I used to have a duck that followed me around everywhere, and I just loved that duck. He was Donald Duck. So you never know what's going to make you feel good, but find something like that. But then don't feel like it's an obligation. You know, oh, I've got to feed the cat, or oh, I've got to take the dog out. When you take the dog out, watch the dog look around for a spot, sniff and find the perfect spot. It's fun. You go, gee, you know, what made that spot good and that spot not? It's fun. Observe. Have a good time. Don't think it's an obligation, because that pet loves you and may save your life. There are animals that we talked about diabetes, that can sense when you're either way low blood sugar or way high blood sugar. And if you're asleep, they'll come and beat the heck out of you with their paw until you wake up and go to and call 911. So animals actually can save your life. I know you haven't got one yet, but you're planning on it. I heard that. I don't remember when you told me, but it was only one time, and I stuck that in my mind. Al's going to get a dog someday.
I did mention that. Yeah, I am planning on it, but I'm thinking when I'm 70.
Well, see, I'm past that, but I cannot remember my life without animals. I've always had them. I've always loved them, and and it's been a great time. My two new parrots are kind of, you know, they'll take food from me, but if I try to pet them, they want to bite me. So I'm going, man, bite the hand that feeds you. Now I know where that came from. Jeez. But we're working on it. We're taming them. Now, we had to say for the last 10 minutes here, we do a rant. And this rant is what makes you so mad that you see red like Dr. Red. And then whatever it is, you call it in or you write it on my Facebook page or you write it on my website because you can write in there. And we want to help to figure this out for you because if you hold it in, you're going to blow up. Enough rants and you will blow up like a pressure cooker that you didn't do the release valve. So send us a, if you win the best rant of the month, you get a Dr. Red wig and I'll come put it on you if you're in San Diego. Otherwise, I'll mail it to you and then you have to take a picture of you in it. There's a cute one on the site that has this really sweet man that runs the arts program for veterans in San Diego. And he's tiny and he has a gray beard and mustache. And he looks terrific in a Dr. Red wig. Just adorable. So my rant is we talked about all of this prevention and going to these holistic doctors. And you know I love them. I love organic food. I grow my own veggies. Yeah, it's expensive. And those tests are expensive. And I want to know why, if it's proven that you have something, like you take the MRI and it goes, oh my God, he's demented and I'm sorry. Why isn't insurance covering that? This is one of our major health conditions, and insurance doesn't cover any of this. They go, it's woo-woo, it's unrealistic. He's a chiropractor, actually, mine. They don't like chiropractors. What the heck? This is a health concern. You're going to somebody with doctor in his name. He knows what he's doing. Insurance should cover that. So that's my rant, because we're paying a fortune. But it's so worth it to see my husband be able to taste food again, be able to smell things around the house, especially when the cat box is full. To remember things better. I mean, wow, he's feeling so much better. And it basically was changing diet, changing supplements, and the exercise. So how easy is that?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your rant?
Mine? Well, I'll tell you what particularly annoys me these days is why is it so difficult to communicate with people? I don't know if it's the technology or if it's people are too busy or if people have ADHD or if people just don't care, but it just seems incredibly difficult to have a real meaningful conversation. And that's one side of the coin, and the other side of the coin is how do you try? I talked to somebody tried to have a conversation with somebody today, and her phone dropped the call twice, and every call she gets a call every 10 minutes from spammers, and so she doesn't want to answer the phone, and even though she knows it's me, it's one thing or the other. It's just my rant is I'm just really frustrated with why it's so difficult to communicate these things with people.
And it is because now I'm just a minor public figure, but I get a lot of calls, and because I do a lot of therapy, so I don't answer any calls that are, they're called, I call them invalid numbers, invalid numbers. unidentified numbers, or just a number I don't recognize. I know the area codes of certain people I talk to. If it isn't one of them, I don't answer. And there's a machine that will be happy to take your message. But I will get rants from my doctor and from Clark's doctor, and they say, well, we tried to call you. I said, did it identify your office? And she said, well, probably not. I said, then why didn't you leave a message? Sometimes you get so angry because it's difficult to communicate, but it's not impossible.
No.
They can leave a message. I mean, there were the old days when you couldn't do that. And I finally got my husband carrying a cell. He hates it. He hates it to pieces. But he's now owns a cell phone because after 3 heart procedures and finding him slumped over a cart in the commissary, I want him to have a phone on it on him, and he can dial 911 first, and then he can dial me next.
Right.
Or just press the panic button. But I don't know how people can be out these days and not be contactable.
Well, it isn't that difficult. Sometimes the best thing to have is just one of these really simple little phones. Then you're not you know, it's not rebooting itself and trying to install apps and running out of juice and
You just want
to make a call if you need to, you know, something simple.
We spent so much time on this because, you know, I told my husband, I said, you're either getting a cell phone or I'm getting a divorce. And it's been 55 years. So,
So
he looked around and he said, there aren't any dumb phones. These are all smartphones. And I said, well, you know, it's 2019. They don't make dumb phones, but we could probably find you the dumbest one we can find.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he didn't want all that junk.
Yeah.
But this, you know, that's progress. Pretty soon we're going to have these stupid chips. I mean, they're already doing it in Europe, putting chips in people, like animals. Yikes.
Oh, yeah.
At least that way, because my father-in-law, in the early stages of his Alzheimer's, they would go to Lawrence Well Village and do their vacation, which was lovely. But at night, he would wake up and wander off. And fortunately, he never went off the grounds. But that's the only good thing about chipping people like animals. If you do have a mental problem and everybody were wearing a chip, the authorities could look at the chip and say, oh, I know where he belongs, and take him home.
Yeah.
But that's very science fiction.
Well, it may be science fiction, but it's literally right around the corner.
I know, it's scary. Well, if you look back and see... Al and I are definitely not millennials. And if you looked back at the old Star Trek, the original Star Trek, and then the other Star Trek, they're holding these tablets. Duh.
Oh, guess who's calling?
Ah, our guest? We have like 2 minutes.
Let me talk to her for a second. Hold on.
Okay, I will preview next week. Okay, so next week.
Hello.
We were talking about all of this business with, you get older, you forget things, you get tired. You collect a lot of stuff. My house is like one acquisition away from being on Hoarders, if you know the show Hoarders. We have so much stuff. And then my husband's parents died, and we have their stuff. And, of course, we have my parents' stuff. So we have stuff everywhere. If you like George Carlin, he talks about stuff. So what do you do with all that stuff? We got to get rid of the stuff. So I asked Al, please, please, you find me the best guests. Help me find an organizer that can help me. And we need a good an argument for this, because every time I show something to my husband, I say, let's sell this. And he goes, we'll never get what we paid for it. And I'm going, I don't care. I don't want to dust it anymore. You know, geez. So I wanted an organizer with arguments, because you know how when you were a kid, you never listened to your mother, but if somebody else's mother said it, that was cool. That's what I need as an organizer, to tell my husband, you got to get rid of all this stuff. So next week, we're having an organizer, and she's going to tell us how we can organize our lives. So what happened with Dr. Diane? Is she okay? Oh, dear, where'd he go? Al? My goodness, maybe he went to Dr. Diane Land. This has been the craziest show we've ever had. And that's fun, because I said that's the beauty of live radio, is you never know what's going to happen. I had a show with Larry Wilcox, the guy from Chips. You know, they were the two highway patrolmen. Larry Wilcox was the blonde guy. And we were doing some business together. So I had a 3-hour radio show, and I was going to have him on for the birthday of the show. He didn't show up. I ad-libbed for 3 hours. Yikes, that's a long time to talk. So it happens, and it's fun, and hopefully you're learning something from this. What I hope you take away from this week is, if you feel like there's something different going on, people fly into tempers more, people do misplace things, people don't remember their family members, and they go through 6 names before they know who you are. Just look for some signs, and then look for a doctor that can diagnose that. And it's probably not your general practitioner. Look for an expert in memory retention. And that's probably the smartest thing you can do. And then next week we'll talk about, if you got your memory in order, especially if you're retired and you got all this junk, now's the time to clean house. It's like spring cleaning for your entire life. Get all the junk out. Take photos of you know, put them in the computer, then you can get rid of that. Take photos of trinkets and objects, and then you can get rid of that. Take photos of things the way they were. I know we have to reupholster a chair because the back's coming off. Take photos of your living room the way it was and then take care of it. Either get rid of the chair or reupholster it. But the computer is a wonderful device. Take photos. And then the other neat thing is go to that brain test and find out. How cool is that? So until we come back next week and we learn how to organize our lives, because we still have our right mind, or at least enough of it to do that, I want you to remember, it is okay to flip your wig. It's not okay to lose your mind, guys. That was the whole point of the show. Not okay to lose your mind. So we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice of